Daily info.
Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all the best events happening in and around Oxfordshire. This week I've got Monteverdi and mermaids.
I've got some science and surrealism.
And I'll be talking about artisan fudge and ethnomusicology.
But to start with, we've got our Oxford fact as usual. And this week we've got Susie to come in and talk about it.
Hello, Nat.
Hello.
It's been pointed out to me that not everyone is aware that in New College, in their beautiful gardens, there's a mound that squeaks. Everyone needs to know this. It's in the middle of the lawn and it has a staircase going up it. And if you stand about 10 feet from the bottom of the staircase and clap, the mound will squeak at you.
Wait, so what's squeaking? I don't understand.
Nobody knows.
I see.
It's very hard. When I first saw it, I was told it was the souls of the dead. There are various reasons given for the mound's original establishment of the college. It was built late 1500s, early 1600s, we think. I was told that it was a plague burial mound and that the souls of the dead squeak, as they are generally understood to do. However, that's possibly not the true explanation.
Right.
It's also been put forward that it was perhaps a royalist symbol and a lookout post, or just, you know, Parnassus mound in a beautiful garden.
So do you get lots of people just standing around clapping, like, all the time?
I think you're only supposed to go there if you're actually a student at the college, actually on the lawn. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's a rite of passage. You would go and clap at the mound, and it's an amusing thing to show people.
Is it like, does it bring you good luck?
No.
Okay.
It brings you about 30 seconds of amusement.
Okay.
That's right.
Fair enough. Well, there you go. Thanks, Susie.
Thanks, Nat. Now, just a quick reminder that our truck competition is going to be closing on Monday. So you've only got a couple more days to enter if you want a chance to win a pair of tickets to Truck Festival in the third weekend of July, worth about £150, the couple of tickets. All we want from you is your best festival camping tip. So maybe something to bring along or some kind of technique that is a must know or must have for camping at a festival. Let us know what you think and you might win a pair of tickets.
Now on to our first event. And what have you got to tell us this week, Emma?
Well, we've got some comedy to start. Tonight at 8 p.m. at the Cornerstone in Didcot, Rich Hall, the American deadpan stand-up, will be performing his latest tour show, 310 to Humour. Rich Hall's probably quite a familiar face from TV. You might have seen him on Buzzcocks, QI, all the BBC shows. But interestingly, he is also supposedly the inspiration for Mo Sizlak from The Simpsons.
Wow. Yeah. What, just in looks or sort of that dour, dry humour as well? Or?
Yeah, no, I think both. Tickets are £16, it's an 8 p.m. start, and it's recommended for ages 15 and up.
And we're sending a reviewer along as well, so if you don't make it to the show, you can read about it. Well, another thing that's going on tonight, if you don't want to see some comedy but you'd rather hear some music, there's going to be music going on all around Oxford. Oxford Punt is back. This happens annually. This year, they've got 20 acts in 5 venues around the city. So Oxford Punt, in association with Night Shift magazine, which has a new website, I believe, or new contacts anyway,
really?
Are putting on this festival, I guess you'd call it a festival. They've got music playing in PT, The Cellar, The Wheat Sheaf, Tell Street Kitchen and The White Rabbit tonight. They're all local acts, so they've got people like Esther Joy Lane, who's represented by Vez, who we've actually got an interview with in our Oxcast Extra, if you want to listen to that. She's great. She sounds a lot like Jessie Ware. I like Jessie Ware, so there you go. She's going to be at The White Rabbit tonight. Adam Barnes, a bit of a guilty pleasure of mine. I think we've spoken about him before in the Oxcast, actually. He's going to be at Tell Street Kitchen. You can get an all-venue pass for £8 from the truck store or Blackwell's Music, or you can go along to any of the venues. Some of them are free, so if you just want to go to one, you might as well just go to a free one and not pay the £8. But some of them aren't. I think PT and The Cellar cost £5, so if you do want to make a night of it, go and see loads of great local acts, then you can go get a venue pass and go all around.
In some earlier years, they've had some bands that went on to become really, really big as well, like Stornoway and Foals, playing when they were tiny and some of their first gigs. So you might just see some big acts on the future.
Well, yeah, and venues like Tell Street Kitchen and White Rabbit are quite intimate as well, so that'd be really good. The proceeds from this are going to Tiggy Winkle's Wildlife Hospital in Haddenham and also the Oxford Sexual Abuse and Rape Crisis Centre in Oxford. So it's all for a good cause. So that's tonight. This is happening. So get your festival pass if you want to at one of these venues, or just go along.
On Friday, the Ashmolean is going to have another Live Friday event. They used to do this pretty much monthly, but they've become a bit more infrequent now, and they have one to go along with each of their major exhibitions, and they're one of my favourite things that happen.
They are so much fun.
They're really good. So basically the whole museum is opened up late at night from 7 till 10:30, and you can go and see all of the stuff that's on offer normally, but there's also a whole load of extra events put on especially for the night. So this one is going to be run in association with the Oxford University Social Sciences departments. So some of the things that you can expect to see include reconstructions of prehistoric and ancient Greek music by archaeology researchers, digital listening tree of ethnomusicology recordings gathered from around the world by the anthropology faculty, Schola Cantorum are going to be singing Ernst Toch's Geographical Fugue, and Mongolian musicians will be providing a musical backdrop to the museum's Silk Road collection. So they try and pick interesting events and put them in the right part of the museum as well, which is very nice. There's going to be some experiments going on at the same time as well.
Experiments?
Yeah, so I think we're going to be being observed, and we could end up being part of some research at Oxford University. So there's going to be a mass experiment on voting behaviour. The Said Business School is going to be doing a study on how emotions are influenced by colour, and visitors will have a chance to take part in a creative competition to design tools to remove the stigma of taking medication in public, which is experienced by HIV-positive teenagers in South Africa, apparently, or so they have learnt from some of their research. This is the Department of Social Policy and Intervention. So that's a very cool, like, little exercise you can try. There's also going to be a whole load of bars open around the museum. You can get food and drinks up in the dining room on the roof as well, and there's going to be a hot dog stand outside. It's going to be from 7 till 10:30 on Friday, and it's totally free.
You should get there early, though, because it does fill up.
It gets really busy, yeah.
Well, some more music from me now, although this is quite different from Oxford Punt. The Oxford Early Music Festival is running Friday till Sunday this weekend. This started in 2012, and they had their first festival in 2013. Then they had a year off, and now they're back. So it was created by Kate and Laura Ashby and David Lee, who all have various Oxford ties. Some of them grew up here, went to uni, these sorts of things. And they've got different events running across the weekend. So one of my favourite things that I'm trying to encourage everyone in the office to go do. So you can try a vial at the Bait Collection on Saturday from 2 till 4, and that's free. And that's going to be with my early music teacher of the past, Rhiannon Evans.
I've seen some incredible pictures of you in full early music dress, playing.
That's right.
What kind of instrument are you playing?
Played a viol.
Playing a viol, yeah.
Yeah, used to play the bass viol.
It's amazing.
So a viol's an early music instrument that comes in different sizes. So you get like a consort. You play it, so you hold the bow backwards, like you hold it upside down. And then we had some real gut strings on ours, which are probably these same ones. So if you go and try a viol, you'll probably be playing one that I have played before.
Whose guts?
As well. I think they use sheep gut now. Quite like a raw tone to it rather than the more smooth tone of non-gut strings. Anyway, that's what I'm trying to get everyone to do. Although if you don't want to try one yourself for whatever reason, you can go and just listen to a really amazing viol consort play, Phantasm. So they're playing during the festival as well. Other things are going on, they're opening it up on Friday night with Monteverdi's Vespers of 1610. That's in the University Church on the High Street. That's at 7:30 on Friday. Costs £22 or £15 or £5 for students, so not that much at all. Or again, you can get a festival pass if you really want to go to absolutely everything. You can get that from Tickets Oxford. Check out their website, see what events are free or what things you might want to go along to. This is the Oxford Early Music Festival running from Friday to Sunday.
And for more musical instrument tuition, you can visit our tuition page, where at the moment there's an offer of free Esperanto lessons.
On our jobs page, we have got hundreds of jobs, if you're looking for one at the moment, that are being updated every day. You can find more information for those on dailyinfo.co.uk/jobs.
You can also follow us on social media. We're on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, or you can search us on Facebook by searching Daily Info Oxford. You can also subscribe to our podcast to get it straight to your iPhone or whatever else you might listen to podcasts on every Wednesday by going to iTunes.
Back to the events though, and a little bit outside the city in Whitney this Saturday, there's going to be a food and drink festival, which is going to be on the Church Green. It's going to be from 9:30 till 5:00. And they're going to have something like 65 food stalls at this event, including Cotswold Fudge Company, Troxford and Crayfish Keepers. Those are just some of the ones beginning with C, but there are going to be a lot more. They're in their third year now. Apparently last year David Cameron and Alexander Armstrong went along. It's in his constituency, of course, David Cameron. Well, I think he might be a bit too busy to go along this year, but you never know. There's also going to be live music and a children's activities tent. It costs £2 for adults and children are free. That's the festival, not the children's activity tent.
No, the children are free.
Yeah.
Also starting this weekend are a range of classes organised by the Knowledge Project. So these are evening and weekend classes on various subjects, from novel writing to feminism to contemporary art. The classes are all based at the Oxford International College, which is just off St Clement's at the base of South Park, and they all last for 8 weeks. They're rather pricey, at £80 for the term, but they're currently offering a two-for-one deal. So if you can find a friend who wants to go along, you can both go for about £5 each. And also, all of the profits do go to Jukari, a local charity which supports children whose first language isn't necessarily English. If you want to find out more about the classes, you can see the full timetable and course outlines at knowledgeproject.co.uk, and for more information on Jukari, who are actually holding an induction evening for tutors tonight at the Oxford Hub, see jukari.org.
Well, it's the middle of May now, not sure how we got here, but that means that for students, most of them are breathing a sigh of relief, I'd expect, as exams and coursework and things like that are all coming to an end. So to celebrate this at Brooks, the Brooks Fine Art Department are putting on their end of year show. So there's going to be 33 artists who are all graduating this year who have all been on the Brooks Undergraduate Fine Art Programme. So this is the end of 3 years of gruelling artistic expression. And they're going to be putting on a big show with all their end-of-year work at the Richard Hamilton Building on the Headington Hill campus at Brooks. So this kind of work that they've got ranges from sculpture to landscape work, photography, a lot of experimental work as well, and it's completely free. So it's starting this Saturday and it's running until the 22nd of May. So you can go along anytime you want. They're open 10 till 5 most days and 10 till 7 on Thursdays and Fridays. And you can go and have a look at these students' artwork, which I'm sure they'll all be really proud and pleased to have up. There's also a private viewing and some press events going on as well. If you're interested in that, you can go and have a look on their website, because you may be able to talk to some of the students if you're interested in some of their work. I'm not sure if any of it's going to be for sale. That would be quite cool. I know in our, I think it was GCSE or maybe A-level art show, someone wanted to buy one of my friend's pieces of work, which is pretty cool. As like a GCSE art student, they may have things up for sale as well. That would be pretty interesting, although I don't know if I'd want to part with work like that from the end of the year.
Cash-strapped students though.
Yeah, true. Anyway, this is the Brooks Fine Art Show. Starts on Saturday and it's running till the 22nd.
We do have a busy weekend though, because I've got another event. This is happening on Sunday. Ran Can Can are a Cuban music band who are going to be celebrating their fourth birthday by putting on a free gig at the George Eliot in South Hinckley. They're going to be playing from about 2 o'clock in the massive garden at the George Eliot, which has recently reopened, and some of the pictures of their food on their website and Facebook looks pretty good, so you might want to go for lunch. That'd be a nice Sunday afternoon. Lots of dancing is encouraged in the massive garden. And if you can't get along, Ran Can Can will be playing again on June the 19th at the Old Fire Station. But that one I think you have to pay for.
And moving on to look at next week, this year Pint of Science runs from the 18th till the 20th of May, so that's next Monday to Wednesday. It's a bit like the Bright Club in that it takes sort of cutting-edge scientific research and packages it in a format that's fun, interesting and accessible, and also in a pub. This year, the festival includes 50 cities in 9 countries, and there are 3 Oxford pubs that are participating, the Wigan Pen, Oxford Retreat and St Aldate's Tavern. There are 3 days of talks, they all happen in the evenings, and this year each pub has a specialism. So the Wigan Pen is biomedicine, Oxford Retreat physics, and St Aldate's Tavern is specialising in neuroscience. So to recap, that's Pint of Science running from the 18th till the 20th.
So do they have to try and get their science in before you finish one pint?
Actually, that's not a bad idea for an event.
Just get speed the science in before you're not able to take any more in. Mm. So it might be a few.
And finally, again next week, starting on Tuesday, the play Mermaid is going to be at the Oxford Playhouse. It's on 7:30 on Tuesday and then it's running till Saturday at various times. There are various prices for it as well, so have a look on the Oxford Playhouse website. There are also still some opt-in tickets left for this, the £5 opt-in tickets. So if you're under 26, then you could go see the show for £5. It's the contemporary retelling of a Hans Christian Andersen story, and it's been written and directed by Polly Teal, who I think is one of the resident writers for Shared Experience, who are the Oxford Playhouse production company. And it's a story of a mermaid who comes to the surface on her 16th birthday and falls in love with a prince. It's kind of a fairy tale, but also quite dark as well, as you can imagine. It's also trying to be quite a critical look at the effect of the media on young women and girls. It's all about her sexual awakening as she comes onto Earth, a coming-of-age story. It's very physical, as you can imagine, because many of them are fish people. So, you know, there's a lot of movement going on stage.
Do they have Sebastian from the Disney film?
I don't know.
Or any of the songs?
I'm not sure, but you're going to see it, aren't you?
I am, you can tell us.
I don't know if it's quite that kind of vibe, but... Shame. Maybe. They're also still looking for people to be in their chorus. So they want to have a chorus of 14 to 20 year old young women from the local area. So if you are interested in that, then you can find an application form on the Oxford Playhouse website, and there's an email address as well you can send an email to if you have any more questions about that. But that will be quite interesting as well, just having local girls. Maybe the Young Women's Music Project, who did our jingle, would be interested in something like that. This is Mermaid at the Oxford Playhouse. It's starting on Tuesday next week at 7:30.
For more details of any of these events and many more, you can go to dailyinfo.co.uk/events, where we have hundreds or maybe thousands of events for Oxford and Oxfordshire.
You can also find cinema listings for all of the cinemas in Oxford.
And you can find us on social media, on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford and on Facebook at Daily Info Oxford. And don't forget to enter our trot competition, because it is closing on Monday. So get your camping tips in. Get them in today, actually, because I'm going camping at the weekend. So I'd quite like to know some tips. And now, just to play us out, it's our jingle from the Young Women's Music Project.
Daily info. 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 Daily